Atkam jirtu. Afaan Ingilishii hubachuu fi dubbachuun jireenya keessan Awustiraaliyaa keessaa akka fooyyeffattan isin gargaara. Barmoonni isin afaan Ingilishiin asirratti dhaggeeffattan akkaataa jireenya Awustiraaliyaa fi akkatti Awustiraaliyaan ibsamtu mul'isa. Yeroo dhaggeeffattanitti waa'ee Awustiraaliyaa ni barattu. Itti gammaddu. Akkasumas dandeettii afaan Ingilishii keessanii ni fooyyeffattu yookaan ni guddifattu. Qophii afaan Ingilishii tokkoon tokkoon isaa seentanii yoo dhaggeeffattan waa hedduu silaa barachuu qabdan ni argattu.
Learning English can change your life. Subscribe so you don't miss an episode and visit our website for learning notes and transcripts.
Hi, I'm Josipa, and this episode is for you to practice your speaking. The phrases and vocabulary come from episode 96 at the swimming lesson. Have you ever felt nervous about swimming or about learning new words in English? Today, we'll dive in together and practice saying some helpful swimming expressions. First, let's hear how Alan and Claire do it. Here we go.
Let's start in the shallow end. Try to do a backfloat.
I'll try, but I'm a bit scared. Okay, I think I'm floating.
Fantastic. Okay, now let's jump in the deep end.
Well, done. I'm tired already.
See? Keep with it. Eventually you'll be swimming freestyle. Now just tread water to rest.
All right, now it's your turn. Listen closely, repeat what you hear, and don't be shy. First, copy Alan when he speaks. Then, do the same after Claire. Let's go.
Let's start in the shallow end. Try to do a back float.
I'll try, but I'm a bit scared. Okay, I think I'm floating.
Fantastic. Okay, now let's jump in the deep end.
Done. I'm tired already.
See? Keep with it. Eventually you'll be swimming freestyle. Now just tread water to rest.
Nice work, everyone. You've done a great job today. And remember, the learning notes and transcripts are on our website, sbs.com.au/learnenglish. You can also follow SBS Learn English on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube for more tips and resources. Until next time, keep practicing and keep testing the waters with your English. Oh, and if you're not sure what test the waters means, go back and listen to episode 96 at the swimming lesson again. Speak soon!